AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. The capture Sunday of escapee David Sweat ended an ordeal that sent 1,300 law enforcement officers into the thickly forested northern reaches of New York and forced residents to tolerate property searches and checkpoints. Sergeant Jake Cook was alone on routine patrol when he stumbled upon Sweat and Constable about 30 miles northwest of the prison. Officials say he gave chase when Sweat fled and decided to fire, fearing he'd lose him in the trees. Clinton County DA Andrew Wiley says Sweat will probably be arraigned in the hospital.
We will just continue to have his medical treatment provided. Once that's concluded, he's discharged. Two, obviously, being he'll remain in custody. There'll be supervision, obviously, of him at the medical center that he'll be going to.
Sweat is listed in critical condition, shot twice in the torso. An inmate who escaped from a North Carolina lockup Saturday with the help of a prison employee has been recaptured. Christopher McNeil, who was serving time for second-degree murder, is in custody in the Davidson County Jail. Thanks to media reports, citizens recognized him walking along a road and called law enforcement. A small plane crashed into a house Sunday evening 30 miles outside Boston, killing three people on board. But police say the residents managed to flee as fire engulfed the home. Plainville Fire Chief Justin Alexander says it wasn't easy getting enough water.
This part of town doesn't have fire hydrants. There are cisterns which have water in the ground in the subdivision, but they're labor intensive to get the water out, and the initial response doesn't have that kind of manpower, and it's difficult for the limited water that we bring on the trucks to deal with such a large fire volume.
The NTSB is expected to arrive at the crash site Monday. Authorities say more than 200 people have been urged to leave their homes as a fast-growing grass fire burns in central Washington. The fire has damaged or destroyed at least 9 structures at the north end of Wenatchee. This is AP Radio News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo used some newly granted power to officiate at his first wedding, that of a same-sex couple who married at the iconic Stonewall Inn.
I now pronounce you married. Congratulations.
A crowd of friends and strangers cheered as David Contreras Turley exchanged vows with Peter Thied, a UBS analyst. Turley worked to pass marriage equality on both the state and federal levels.
I can't describe to you the feelings of this weekend for a person who's LGBT. We woke up Saturday morning just feeling different, more equal, more loved.
Cuomo told the crowd, today love wins. We treat all people equally, which is the fundamental promise of this country. Julie Walker, New York.
Gas prices are dropping a bit. Good news before the heavy travel 4th of July weekend. The average price of gasoline has dropped 2 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.85 a gallon. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.